the best of the news. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A complaint against federal Judge James Boasberg, who went up against the Trump administration over deportation orders, has been dismissed.
The Justice Department alleged that Boasberg made comments at a closed-door conference last year that the Trump administration would trigger a constitutional crisis by disregarding federal court rulings. The March 2025 meeting took place days before Boasberg issued an order blocking deportation flights. Chief Judge Jeffrey Sutton of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the Justice Department did not provide proof of Boasberg's actual comments and that such comments, if made, would not be in violation of ethics rules. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says the Kennedy Center in Washington will close for 2 years for construction. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has complained that D.C.'s Performing Arts Center is tired, broken, and dilapidated and needs an overhaul. He announced on social media that the center will close on July 4th and construction would begin. Since taking office last year, the president has installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and added his name to the facility. In recent months, there's been a wave of cancellations by leading performers, musicians, and groups. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's not known where the National Symphony Orchestra, a tenant of the Kennedy Center, will move to during the closure. President Trump said Monday that he plans to lower tariffs on goods from India to 18% from 25% after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to stop buying Russian oil. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 515 points. The Nasdaq rose 130, with the S&P 500 advancing by 37 points. This is SRN News. A New York abortion group is campaigning in the South.
Mayday Health has been plastering gas stations in rural Kentucky and West Virginia with ads for abortion pills. Both states are pro-life, and the Kentucky Attorney General has launched an investigation. Russell Coleman says, quote, out-of-state activist groups who are targeting the vulnerable here should be on notice. Keep your illegal pills out of our Commonwealth or face the full weight of the law. More than 100 gas stations were targeted. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has concluded that San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. The school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. The university located in California would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female, restore titles and records that were misappropriated by male athletes, and issue an apology to female athletes. This is SRN News. Starbucks revolutionized the United States coffee culture, but these days it's facing unprecedented competition.
Not only is their perennial rival Dunkin' and fast-growing drive-through chains like Dutch Brothers and 7-Brew, now other small outlets are seeing explosive growth. Chinese chains like Luckin Coffee are also getting into the mix. The chief operating officer of Starbucks says the company believes the way to stay on top is to open more cafes offering both convenience as well as a comfortable place to linger. Rich Thomason reporting.
Tourists traveling Rome's Trevi Fountain now pay a $2.35 fee for close access. This new fee structure, which began Monday, aims to raise funds and manage crowds at the iconic site. Tourists seem unfazed. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.